Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Hey, you're listening to Money FM 89.3. Well, the professionals, managers, executives and technicians, otherwise known as the PMETs group, has been making up a rising share of retrenched locals, far beyond the 56% share that they make up in the total resident employment. Now, with a focus on mitigating this trend, Finance Minister Heng Swee Keat last month announced at Singapore Budget 2020 a series of new measures to encourage Singapore employers to embark on the transformation of their workplace and enterprise, from the introduction of the Skills Future Enterprise Credit to the rollout of the Skills Future Mid-Career Support Package as well. Whereas the future of work will be driven by technology and data continues to unleash new users and transform people's lives, tech firms are taking the lead in improving the technology literacy of our future workers. Well, we speak to Andy Ang, head of technical sales and services at Veritas APJ, about reskilling our future workers. Well, Andy, a large portion of all the new jobs in the future will be in technology, and Singapore is no exception as well. So why is the future of jobs in tech? Tell us.
Hi, Bernard. Nice to be here. I think, well, with Singapore's commitment to becoming a digital nation, that actually requires a workforce that is highly skilled in technology. We're seeing jobs in the field of artificial intelligence, robotics, data science and cybersecurity growing rapidly over the last 5 years. And according to the most recent report, LinkedIn 2020 Emerging Jobs Report for Singapore, we're actually seeing consistency there as well. So definitely future is for jobs in tech.
Mm-hmm. And with that, how do we deal with the data talent crunch? I mean, we all know that.
Yeah, I mean, the data talent crunch in Singapore is real, and it is showing no signs of letting up. I mean, about 9 in 10, 94% to be exact, of fintech companies surveyed in Singapore agreed that there is currently a major shortage of talent. Data analytics, security, cloud computing are areas where talent is severely lacking. This is according to the latest Computer Weekly IT salary survey. So here's how businesses can get ahead of the game. One is to build new skills among existing employees with the help of the newly announced Skills Future initiatives. And for those of you who have not heard of it, this is a comprehensive government-led initiative that encompasses individuals, enterprises, and also mid-level professionals as well, right? Mm-hmm. And this is really, the aim is to really further support Singaporeans to develop to their fullest potential throughout life, regardless of their starting point. So that's great. But on top of that, at Veritas, what we've done is to also rent talent from some of our external partners, right? The word rent is kind of weird, but mm-hmm. basically it is to work for our partners to offer technical training on our platforms, and it can be delivered either in the class or to a virtual environment to suit everyone's learning needs. And then finally, acquire talent from unconventional sources by focusing on the intrinsic qualities a person has rather than which sector those skills come from. So recently, you take data scientists, for example. This group of scientists literally didn't exist 10 years ago. But most of the data scientists over the last 5 years comes from other jobs or entirely different career paths.
Mm-hmm.
Were previously engineers, others were programmers, statisticians, or mathematicians, right? So almost any job that requires a solid understanding of logic and statistics can act as a launching point for a career, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. the key really to look at unconventional sources.
Well, these are obviously some of the plugs, the kind of measures that some of these tech companies are taking to kind of fill in their own talent. So what else are tech companies doing to kind of plug the gaps, I mean, beyond some of these government measures that you mentioned a while ago?
Obviously, beyond government measures, we all know technology is constantly evolving, and the best technical talents out there are always looking for new relevant exposure to help them stay ahead. As a result, the availability of learning opportunities is increasingly become a consideration equally important as remuneration, right? So, for example, I lead a team of about 300 engineers and consultants across the region, and we take training in the form of technical enablement and certification very, very seriously. So my managers and I track and measure these as part of my employees' annual performance report, right? Because we know top technical technical talent wants to be associated with an organization that values constant innovation through training and development.
Mm-hmm.
This is a way to not only attract talent, but also to retain core and key talent in our organization as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, PMETs, this particular group of workers, obviously very much in the limelight of late. And even yesterday when our guest here, Manpower Minister Josephine Teo, we were also talking about them as well. So how can young PMETs kind of protect themselves from retrenchment in this current landscape?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ongoing discussions about, you know, continuous learning and how we need to constantly upgrade, upskill, reskill, or stay relevant, right? So keeping up with the times doesn't just mean studying, you know, science, technology, engineering, or math, or otherwise known as STEM, or learning how to code. It actually boils down to a very, very old school tactic, and that is to make sure that we've got a career plan, right? A long-term vision with clear milestones along the way. I mean, this career plan is not a series of goalposts set in stone, but really a living document that is evolving in response to economic factors, emerging opportunities, and even personal interests and family realities. It's got to be revisited and reassessed regularly. What are the skills that you're going to need to develop to pursue further opportunities, and whether it still aligns with your personal priorities? And then also, I think it's critical also to have an open mindset, right? It could be reskilling or simply staying a job. And finally, don't forget your soft skills, right? When the labor market is now dominated by tech, it values both technical skills as well as soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, your soft skills is what sets you apart from other candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So lastly, the flourishing of tech jobs also brought about a increasing or growing demand for creativity and human interaction. So for example, we're seeing a lot of jobs like, you know, community specialists, customer success specialists, and creative copywriters, for example. And that those jobs actually reflect the need for a personal touch where soft skills comes in very handy as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're speaking to Andy Ang, head of technical sales and services at Veritas APJ, right here, Money FM 89.3. Well, Andy, do tech firm employees have the upper hand right now?
Well, yes and no. I mean, digital technology can enable new forms of entrepreneurial activity, really regardless whether you're an employee of a tech firm or otherwise, right? So a new category of knowledge-enabled jobs will become possible as machines embed intelligence and knowledge that less skilled workers can have access to with very little training. In India, for example, Google introduced the Internet Saati program, where rural women are trained to use the Internet. They then become local agents who provide services in their respective villages through internet-enabled devices. So services include working as financial services agent and field data collectors for research agencies, among others.
Mm-hmm. With time and money cited as the key factors hindering workers' motivation to kind of take up training, what options can Singapore businesses give to their employees when it comes to learning?
Well, business leaders have made automation, digitization, and extracting value of data a priority in their respective businesses. But at the same time, their workforce must be able to complement the value that these technologies bring. So Singapore employers can really support the Skills Future movement. It's an excellent initiative by the government. And we can start by participating in the skills framework development, work-study programs, or simply establishing training academies to upskill the industry and our own employees.
And digitization and automation are obviously fueling demand for creativity as well as tech skills. What do you think are some of the job trends that will kind of flourish in this area?
Yeah, a couple of interesting trends here. So automation strike teams will rise between traditional IT and domain experts. These teams, manned by roles such as robot architects and automation jump starters, will standardize automation portfolios and accelerate user journey mapping. Also, we've seen technology helping labor markets. So we've got digital platforms improve matching between workers and jobs. So where a lot of us are aware of websites like LinkedIn that aggregate resumes with job postings from traditional employers. And this has really started the rapidly growing digital marketplaces of the thing called the new gig economy,
mm-hmm.
right? Such as Uber, such as Grab.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And these online talent platforms also increase the transparency of the demand for skills, enabling young people to make better education choices.
Mm-hmm. And what's Veritas, your company, doing to navigate this disruption that many organizations are facing at this moment?
Right. We want to start with our corporate culture. One of our Veritas' core value is to innovate, to win by creating the future. So our commitment to career development, diversity, solving problems, sparks innovation. It means that we're always looking to tomorrow, not just today. Across the leadership team, we want to build a platform where we can develop careers for our talents. And then, for example, if they would like to work on something different from their original scope, managers and leaders will help to ensure that there are opportunities for them. And if needed, provide training and certification ahead of the time. And finally, at Veritas, we also have this thing called the Veritas Learning Lab, which is a six-month self-guided, lab-centric, on-demand training that motivates students to learn by training. So those are some of the areas that our company is doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andy Young, Head of Technical Sales and Services at Veritas APJ, right here at Money FM 89.3. Thank you very much for your time, Andy.
Thank you very much, Bernard. It's a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.